This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, of course, all of you bad guys and you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks here in the state of Minnesota. And in just a minute here, we're going to have Stephanie Joy actually join us from the Minnesota State Fair, actually having the opportunity and taking advantage of the opportunity given unto her. She's actually out there preaching to the masses, tens of thousands of people. So before we get to that, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got a brand new website out right now. It's called sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, friends, that's a resource to actually bring the close on the gap concerning the conservatives, the Christians, and the self-proclaimed patriots of the United States of America who love to talk around the issues. Well, we don't want to talk around the issues. We don't want to ignore the elephant that's in the middle of the living room any longer. We want to stick our foot right up into its keister and kick its out and actually deal with the issues so it can bring about resolve. As I've said in the past, and I say again, as King David rightly prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. America, what you need is resolve. And sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com is just that, to bring about the resolve concerning the issues of the day. Justice, my friends, is the guardian of liberty. Justice, the guardian of liberty. And you can see that on the back of the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. And right above that is none other than Moses holding the two tablets of God's moral law found in Exodus 20. Again, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Phone lines are inaccessible. I'm broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks, again, here in the state of Minnesota, so I apologize for that. But before we actually get going forward, let's pick up Stephanie really quick live at the Minnesota State Fair. Steph, you there?
I am here.
How's it going out at the Minnesota State Fair?
You know, it's going awesome. And, boy, I just love being here at the booth and talking with people. And, you know, it's so true that you can never just judge a book by its cover. Sometimes you look at people and you think, oh, this guy might be a little bit of a partier or this or that. And when you talk with them, lots of times you're surprised. It reminds you of how the Lord said, you know, a man looks at the outward appearance. Christ looks at the heart. And we've had some really good opportunities and witnessing opportunities today to talk to people.
Well, just think about this. Just think about this. If you look at Elijah, the Bible says he was a hairy man. If you look at John the Baptist, who was a Nazarene, as was Christ, they had long hair. But going back over to John the Baptist, can you imagine what people thought when they seen him? I mean, he had camel's hair on. He had a leather girdle about him. He was actually eating locusts and honey. I mean, that's not the guy everybody was expecting to see come preach, lay the axe to the root of the tree, right? That carried, and it was actually moved by the spirit of Elijah himself. So, again, we need not look at the outward appearance. We need to look at what the spirit of Christ is doing and listen to what the spirit of Christ is doing when we are talking to these people out there. Of course, because we can understand that the apostle said, we can only do those things that which we see our Father do, and we can only say those things which we hear our Father say.
That's exactly right. We're not to be respecter of persons. If you say it, you know, we see a guy, as the Bible talks about, and talk, frame it and say, hey, come sit here. But we ignore the guy who doesn't look the right way. boy, oh boy, we're definitely not doing what Christ has called us to do and bids us to do. But I wanted to share with you just a couple different testimonies from today and being out here. I was talking to actually three people. And you know how sometimes you're talking to initially someone, but you feel like you're really talking to the person who's quiet is not talking?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just started talking to this lady named Sarah, and there's a guy, Kevin, and another lady, Jerry, with them. I started going through the Ten Commandments and giving the analogy about, you know, when you stand before God on Judgment Day, where should the Lord send you as a breaker of these commandments? And she was honest, and she said, hell. And it was pretty cool when you're going through these things, because these people, as they were sitting here and talking to me, I could sense the anointing all over our conversation. And it was this, they didn't want to go. I mean, they weren't leaving. They weren't in a rush. They weren't like, you know, you get the feeling of hurry up, I'm trying to go somewhere. At the end, it was me saying, well, thanks a lot for stopping by, you know, and shaking their hand. But it just goes to show you that there's so many divine appointments. You don't have to be anywhere special. You can go to the gas station. You can go to the grocery store. As long as you're open for the Lord to use you, if you're passing on gospel tracts and doing what God has called you to do, don't say, well, I'm not at the Minnesota Savior. Well, do you go to the store ever? Do you ever pass out a gospel tract? The Lord is willing to use any vessel that's open and obedient and willing to open up their mouth on his behalf, and we're seeing that all across the board here at the Minnesota State Fair.
And I'll tell you what happens if man is not willing. He'll actually use an ass to do the job for him, and that's exactly what he'll do. God doesn't use us for our abilities. He uses us for our availabilities. And what America needs to do, namely the professed church in America, is to subject themselves to the meek King of Glory and say, Lord, I'm willing to do what you've called me to do. But remember, friends, you're not going to find him until you give him your whole heart and not until.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So what are some of the testimonials? What are some of the testimonials? They just gave us one. And then also tell us where you're at. I know we got a hard break coming up really quick. Where are you at, Stephanie, if people want to come to the Minnesota State Fair? Exactly what is the location?
Well, we are at the corner of Dan Patch and Cooper. We're right across the street from Spaghetti Eddie's and the Deep Fried Twinkies. So you can't miss us.
Oh, no.
We got a huge Sons of Liberty mural and billboard, which is so striking that people say, oh, I just love that. And also, for some other testimonies today, I was talking to a group of four kids. You know, they're students at a high school, just really sweet kids, not disrespectful, and they understood the truth, and they were nodding their head, and they know what the truth is because they're not foolish. I was talking to another guy, and he's like, oh, I love this. He was looking at our T-shirts, and I come to find out that he was a veteran. I said, well, we feel like you guys have done your job. Now it's time for us to do our job and teach things to the younger generation who does not know, they have not been told the price for their freedom. They didn't wake up one morning in freedom. No, this was blood-bought. And so he's like, oh, I'm 100%, I'm a veteran, and I'm a Christian. And I said, well, thank you for your service. And I told him, for us, meeting a veteran is kind of like for the typical young person meeting a rock star, because we have such a great respect for who they are and what we do. And we also had a woman who had just started getting teary-eyed. She said, I got a sister who was buried at Arlington, talking about our message and who we are and what we do, and they actually got a DVD. And you look at the heart of people, all it takes is just really speaking to their heart, and you see where they're water-eyed because they realize freedom is not free. Sacrifice is not just those who die, but it's also the loved ones they leave behind. We have to keep these things and be vigilant about the things in our hearts and minds to know that we need to spread this message to everybody so people know the price paid, both in the natural and in the spiritual, not ever forgetting what Christ did for us on the cross.
Any listeners of the Sons of Liberty out there?
You know, it was funny. I was telling you about not judging a book by its cover. I was talking to this guy. And
got about 20 seconds. Fill it with words. 20 seconds.
Okay. Pink and Blues. And turns out he knows about the Sons of Liberty. He said, yeah, I listen to you guys from time to time. So you can never judge a book by its cover. He listens to the Sons of Liberty when he can.
Amen. Thank you, Stephanie Joy, out at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're out there, friends, go say hi. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, when Stephanie's out at the Minnesota State Fair talking about, you know, preaching law to grace, of course, we know that all the famous preachers, that's exactly what they did preach, was law to grace. Not a false version of grace, which when you really define the grace that's being preached from the pulpits today in America, it's nothing more and nothing less than licentiousness. It's a false version. It's a truth that doesn't withhold love, and the reason that we're speaking the truth is because we do love. It's the same reason God gave his law and the same reason God gave grace through Jesus Christ, because he loves. They're not one without the other. As a matter of fact, what comes to my aid right now is a famous preacher back in the 80s who was actually killed in an airplane accident. I remember he was teaching people because the professed church of the day about 40 years ago was teaching him that law and love were separate. No, friends, God gave his law because he loves. And if you look at what love really is, love is the fulfilling of the law. In other words, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's exactly what we're doing out there. My big complaint before getting saved was the fact that nobody ever came up to me and handed me a tract. Nobody ever got in my face and loved me enough to tell me the truth. You see, because open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And that's exactly what was being concealed, was love, because what they wanted to do in most cases, 99.9% of my experience tells me in most cases, that what they wanted to do is they wanted to flatter with their tongue. And scripture tells me when people flatter with their tongue, they spoil the soul. And if you'd like to equate that to the New Testament and Jesus Christ, the fulfiller of the law, Matthew 5, it's also interesting to note that when he was betrayed with a kiss. And that's exactly what we're seeing in America today. A whole lot of pulpits kissing up to the spirit of the world, and instead of being empowered by the Holy Ghost to transform culture by the Spirit and the power of God, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now what we're seeing is we're seeing culture through a radical agenda, and there's so many of them, friends. There's a plethora of topics we could talk about right there. But they're radical about the truth that they believe in, which in essence, friends, is a complete lie. So we have to get up on top of the mountain. We have to get to the throne of grace because we are in a time of need. And we have to get the answers from the throne room to bring them to the world. So the Lord can, through obedient servants, and subjects actually transform this world for the purposes of exposing the darkness. But again, we need to understand, church, and I'm speaking to the church and those that love the Christ and actually obey the Christ, that it's the light that reproves darkness. And we need to walk in that light. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sins. Real quick, friends, I'd shared just this last week, we'd had some young people come from Oregon who wanted to do a documentary. And they had to interview me. And so what I did is I opened up my doors. We ended up doing a 4.5-hour interview, which is only supposed to last for about an hour, but you know how that goes. You know, when a preacher says he's almost done preaching, you know what that means, right, friends? It means absolutely nothing. And I'm saying that in fun, but it's really true. And in saying that again, friends, going back to this documentary and this interview, one of the young men said to me, through his lack of education, because he believed what the revisionists were actually sharing with concerning the forefathers. You know, they're deists, they're this, they're that, and the other thing, they're atheists. And, folks, it's the furthest thing from the truth. And one of the things that he had brought up to me was the fact that Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, well, he actually extracted the miracles of Jesus Christ from the Bible. And I just shut him down just instantaneously because, friends, what you need to understand by setting the record straight, and that's what I'm about to do, is that many university professors, did you know that they are purposely indoctrinating their students with the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible in pieces, sewed together the portions that agreed with, and namely that Thomas Jefferson agreed with, and he got rid of the rest? Now, even when I heard that, friends, I thought, before I knew the truth of the issue, I thought that was really weird anybody would do something like that. And I'd also say that's very dangerous for anybody to alter the Word of God, the Word of prophecy. Just read the end of Revelations and you'll find that it be true that you're not supposed to change the Word of God in any sense of the word. And interestingly enough, friends, when he said that, I said to him, wait a second. I said, first of all, you got it all wrong. And I'm about to prove that to you. But I said, you need to keep in mind that not only was Thomas Jefferson the third president of the United States, but he was also the president of schools in the D.C. district. And I asked this young man the question, do you know what the books were that were suggested and mandated by Thomas Jefferson? And he said, no, because, again, of the revisionists. He believed the lie, friends, rather than the truth, because he didn't peel back. He didn't pull back the curtain. He took it for face value. And he said, no. And I said, well, I said, Watts, hymnals, and the Bible. I said, so much for lines between church and state, which, by the way, you have a backwards meaning of that as well, because the purpose Thomas Jefferson came up with, an erected wall between church and state. He never said lines between church and state, friends. It's interesting that he actually wrote back to Danbury Baptist back in the 1800s, the early 1800s, and he told them, listen, don't worry about it. There's an erected wall between church and state, barring the government from establishing one denomination throughout the United States of America. So what you're seeing in essence today, friends, is exactly the opposite as to what Thomas Jefferson said and stated. So going back to what this young man asked me, while he stated, and I had to set him straight, he said, well, Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible into pieces. He sewed together the portions he agreed with, and he got rid of the rest. I said, oh, my friend, you have it completely backwards. Did you guys know that Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for religious liberty under the umbrella of Christianity? You know, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth. Did you also know that at Jefferson's request, his headstone read, author, the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom? Christianity, friends. Did you also know that Thomas Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society, and he was also a substantial financial contributor? Now, is this what you heard? Absolutely not. I go on. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson had a long history of working with missionaries, Christian missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans? Bet you probably didn't hear that neither, did you, friends? So, to that end, Thomas Jefferson, to answer this young man's statement, Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. So this was a shortened work titled by Thomas Jefferson. This was the title of the book. The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, Not Even the Jefferson Bible. Not even, friends, the Jefferson Bible. Jefferson didn't call it the Jefferson Bible. The revisionists did. Thomas Jefferson named his condensed version of the Gospels the Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. The work was then reprinted and given to members of Congress, that's you, America, your representatives, upon taking office. And there's a 50-year tradition that carried into the 20th century of Thomas Jefferson's works. It also filled with accounts, Thomas Jefferson's Bible, friends, the Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, right? It's filled with accounts of miracles, raising the dead, healing lepers, multiplying food for thousands, heaven and hell, the resurrection of the Son of God. Now, does that sound like what the university professors are actually indoctrinating young people with today? No, the university professors are giving forth their contrived, purposed myth that Thomas Jefferson, again, cut the Bible into pieces, sewed together the portions he agreed with, and got rid of the rest. Folks, phooey, baloney, not. Again, America, wake up to your history. I want to tell you one more time. The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth, written by Thomas Jefferson, was filled with the accounts of miracles by Jesus Christ, raising the dead through Jesus Christ, healing the lepers through Jesus Christ, multiplying food for thousands through Jesus Christ, heaven, hell, and the resurrection of the Son of God. Does that not stand in direct contrast as to what these professors are attempting to indoctrinate the young, the next generation with? These useful idiots. These people are purposely, without question, distorting American history as a deliberate lie, again, purposed. And by the way, friends, lying is not permissible by law. The American people want to set the record straight. What they can do is they can go inside to these colleges and to these high schools and to these elementary schools and find where they are deliberately lying to the students. You can bring them to court and you can sue them to no end, friends, for their purposed lies concerning the indoctrination and the purposed indoctrination of our posterity in this country, folks. I'm going to come back and I'm going to hit some more on this topic. I love it. Talking about rights. Let's go over also to what they're teaching through evolution. We'll have a little fun. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I got a big, huge smile on my face right now because of how far America has fallen because of their willful ignorance when it comes to their foundations. Remember, again, George Washington said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And I'm looking at President Harry Truman right now. He's the guy that said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental foundational basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. President Harry Truman goes on, he says, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. You think? He said, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Of course. Totally right on the money. Right on the smack, Mr. Harry Truman. He's exactly right. And by the way, every president knew that, and so does this president, by the way. He knows exactly what he's attacking. He knows exactly what he's doing. Friends, by the way, I want to tell you, too, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see right on the scroll, you'll find that this president isn't failing. He is succeeding. Because keep in mind, he's the man that said he was going to fundamentally transform America. And I also want you to download yesterday's podcast because I did a whole radio broadcast on who was supporting this administration. And friends, you're going to be surprised if you haven't heard this message before. He does not have the support, and his support is completely contrived from A to Z. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, going back to the last segment concerning Thomas Jefferson and concerning the fact that he was the third president of the United States, as was he the president of public schools in the D.C. district, and we were talking a little bit about lines between church and state, I just want to highlight this really quick before I jump over to another topic. Folks, lines between church and state is nowhere in any of your founding documents. God is, Creator is, Divine Providence is, Supreme Judge is. Matter of fact, when you read your founding documents all the way from the Mayflower Compact up to the Declaration of Independence, it smacks of the pulpit. And praise God. I mean, we see his name on our money. We see the Christian crosses above those that sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today. We can go to the Washington Monument. See, praise be to God on top of the Washington Monument. We can go to the Liberty Bell. Leviticus 25:10. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on about our Christian heritage. But in saying that, lines between church and state, folks, that is found in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. In other words, friends, it's communism. And when you go to those that actually advocate the destruction from America or of America and the America that we know, namely organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, friends, keep in mind that the founder, Roger Baldwin, said that the end of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, is communism. And communists, you know, friends, always have to get rid of anybody that might make, an obstacle for their rule, a totalitarian system. So again, Roger Baldwin did say that, friends. He did say that. And I want to tell you this. If you're not going to be ruled by God, and you're not going to be educated by scriptures, then you're going to get this foolishness. This is what they're teaching kids in public schools through evolution. And I also want to put the fleece out there. At any time during the next week and so on, you can give me a call. You can go ahead and debate away all you want. I'm going to give you hard facts. And remember, facts are stubborn things, friends, concerning the topic of evolution. Those that believe that they came from monkeys, wow, okay, not even going there. But when you're taught evolution, why don't you ask these professors to make a point of reference concerning where the evidence is, because you're not going to find one shred of evidence to prove the theory, and theory it is, of evolution. You're not going to find them. And then ask them to make point of reference concerning the supposed scientist that found what they cannot produce. And guess what? You're going to find nothing there neither. You know, what it does, friends, is it spells out the fact that someone wants to rule in the place of God. And when you read Isaiah 14, you can see that there's nothing new under the sun. This is what dictators always do. Going back to public schools, friends. Did you know that they're teaching kids that through evolution, This is what they call education today in public schools. If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by these foolish individuals that mean to dummy you down for the purpose of being your daddy. They have something called, making reference to, Heidelberg man, which was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. Okay, create something out of nothing. How does that work? They're also teaching students in America, the evidence was found in Nebraska man. Well, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found out to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Of course, it's all contrived on a lie. And by the way, friends, definition of science is the creation. It's the study of creation. So if it's a study of creation, then you're going to have to acknowledge the fact that there's a creator, right? Because we're actually discovering what God created. And by the way, if you want to go back to Thomas Paine, who was considered the least religious forefather that we had, do keep in mind during the Revolutionary War, just to show you how, well, he lacked Christianity, he was actually over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take just praise unto themselves that belonged unto God. Okay, just for the record, friends, going back to the fact that if you don't want to be ruled by God, this is the stupidity that they're going to teach your kids through evidence that they create. Piltdown man. Well, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. Of course, friends. What about Peking man? Yes, this is what they're teaching your kids. 500,000 years old. Friends, first of all, the weatherman can't tell you what the weather's going to be like today or tomorrow for the most part. 90% of the time he's wrong. And yet you want to believe the evidence that he found over 500,000 years ago? Give me a break. Are you kidding me? By the way, the earth is 6,000 years old. Why? Because God said it. And if God said it, that settles it. I believe it. Let's move on. Speaking of the Peking man, friends, which is 500,000 years old, say they, all evidence has conveniently disappeared. Of course. Let's go to the Neanderthal man. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J. E. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Of course, friends. What about this one? Cro-Magnon man. One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and the brain capacity as modern man. So, friends, what is the difference? Here's modern man for you, friends. This is why Jesus in the book of John, chapter 2, right before the chapter break, jumping from chapter 2 to 3, is you'll see that Jesus didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. Because modern man... Well, this genius thinks that we came from a monkey, for those foolish enough to believe the stupidity that they actually promulgate and advocate and, by the way, create. Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Just one topic, friends, of a plethora of topics that we can talk about right now. Oh, and by the way, just for the record, in 1959, President Eisenhower asked Congress, your representatives, for $1 billion for the Department of Health Education, and Welfare's New American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new, there's that word again, friends, the new science of evolution. So therefore, $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, NSF, for the 9-part themed curriculum teaching evolution. Friends, the NSF provided the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BCSC, with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. So this started back in 1959. For those that did not know, again, let me plant the seed. It's illegal to teach evolution in this country. And I want to tell you what, it still is. Why, Bradley? When you look at every state preamble in the United States of America, it all acknowledges who, friends? God Almighty. Okay? God Almighty did not give governments a license to lie, the state-run media a license to lie, or a right to lie. So if they don't have a right to lie, then the American people need to go back to Congress and set the record straight. And if they don't want to do that, then go into the public schools yourself, friends, and check out what they're teaching your kids in public schools, because in textbooks across this country, they do not have a right to lie. You can legally take them to court to set the record straight. Back to my point concerning Mr. Eisenhower. The number of words concerning evolution in 1950 were 2,000 to 3,000 words. In 1963, it increased to 33,089 words. So the decline since 1963... reflects the overall downward trend of the textbook content, which, by the way, made way to international baccalaureate. No child left unindoctrinated, I added. And, of course, something now called Common Core. Okay? So it started out with the little lie, and then they threw the seed out there for the masses in hopes that the majority of the people would believe the lie. But sad to say, the American people say they don't believe in evolution. A good portion of the American people do. But yet they tolerate their government to actually promote and advocate a contrived lie. How does that work, friends? How does that work? We're going to take a quick break, and on the other side of this break, I'm going to talk about how you've never lost the right, friends. And then we're going to go to the Bible, science now, and then science then. Let's again have a little fun. By the way, you have me for 2 hours today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks here in the state of Minnesota. Stephanie, the co-host, is live at the Minnesota State Fair right now. If you'd like to go out to the booth, please do so. Say hi to her. And, you know, I think she'd greatly appreciate that. But aside of that, folks, for the sake of getting back to business here, I also wanted to thank another outlet, affiliate out of California that just picked us up. We're still waiting for the information to come back, but we got picked up yesterday, after our radio show. We just want to tell you thank you very much, from the bottom of our hearts, for your trust, because friends, we understand and we realize that it goes a lot further than just talk. We actually have to get together and we can do this thing, one nation under God. And when we read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States, it says, we the people for a reason. Because it's not him, Bradley, that can get the job done. No, we the people together can come together and win the day. And we really can do this, friends. I want you to remember that. But for those that don't understand that, I also want you to understand that it would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like Germany in the 30s, become accomplices to America's overthrow through our apathy and our lack of repentance towards God. Because again, friends, what it comes down to, reading the Declaration of Independence, either you're going to give yourself over to God. Oh, you know what? Thank you, Lord. Interestingly enough, a guy said today, just this morning, he made a comment on one of our posts, and he was talking back and forth with someone that was leaving comments, and he said, so, in other words, if we're going to give ourselves over to God and the Bible, because Robert Winthrop, the Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, said either it's the Bible or the bayonet. He said, okay, so if we give ourselves over to God, then we still give ourselves over to some form of dictation. And I said back to him, and friends, I want you to listen to me carefully. I said to him, I said, if a father sacrifices his son on the behalf of a people, do you serve that father? Do you honor that father by saying you have to obey because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ? Or do you do it out of a heart of gratitude and you see the love demonstrated that while we were yet sinners, Christ still died for us? I said, you, sir, greatly err in your understanding. I don't serve God, friends, because I have to serve God. I serve God because I'm so thankful for what Jesus Christ, his son, did for me and on my behalf. While we were yet sinners, Christ still died for us. I don't see any dictation in that at all. I see nothing but a heart of love for mankind. And God actually exemplified and exhibited his love towards mankind through Jesus Christ. So therefore, in saying that, we serve God in Jesus Christ because we love God and we're so thankful. The Bible tells us in 1 John, as a matter of fact, that he first loved us. So therefore, we love him, friends, because he first loved us. We're just responding to the love that he showed unto us. Okay? Cool. Again, I got so much in front of me right now, but I want to make sense out of it by bringing it forth line upon line, precept upon precept. And if I could, really quick, I want to go over to one of the high schools that I did in Boca Raton, Florida. I was actually doing a high school program there, and we flew out to Boca Raton from the state of Minnesota. And once we got out there, they had posters plastered up on the walls for 3 weeks before we got there. And for those that didn't know, and you're a first-time listener, I've done over 350 high schools, public schools. And out of those 350, we've actually done three Christian schools. And for the most part, friends, in 24 different states, we wanted to be a part of the answer because we know that our posterity is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. So again, we wanted to be a part of the answer. So going back to Boca Raton, I got out to that particular school, and I no sooner put my foot on the school campus, and all of a sudden this effeminate man came up to me and said, you know, you're not going to be having your assembly here today because you haven't been properly vetted. And all of a sudden, the principal comes over to me, and I said, what are you talking about? I'm doing my program here. I just came from Minnesota to do this assembly. And he said to me, well, Bradley, you haven't been properly vetted. I said, properly vetted? I said, you've had my posters up for 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, in the background, friends, I heard this effeminate individual say, children, I just want you to understand that everything that this man's going to say is a complete lie. And we got this all on film. And when we got it on film, that's all I needed right there. I said, I gotcha. You said it. You fell into the pit that you yourself have dug. I called up our attorney out in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I said, hey, my friend, got a guy on tape saying that I was not going to do my assembly in his school because I wasn't properly vetted. And then I told him what I just told you. And he said, Bradley, send me the film. And it was probably about an hour later, I got a phone call, and he said, Bradley, you will be back in that school doing your program. And so anyways, in saying that, when that individual, the effeminate individual, said that everything I was going to say was a lie, all of a sudden he started to gather a crowd that all of a sudden had no interest in listening to Bradley Dean, but now they're interested in listening to Bradley Dean because this individual just got done saying, hey, everything he says is a lie. So I took about a group of, I think it was about 75 students at that particular time, because at this point they already shut down the program. I took them out onto the grass on the school property. I did my program regardless if they liked it or not, because I'm not asking for permission to teach and educate, not indoctrinate, our students. And so I did that. Now, to say that, I get back home, I get a phone call from our attorney and said, Bradley, you ready to go back to Florida? I said, yes, sir. Within the week, we flew back to Boca Raton, Florida, Spanish River High School. We went into the classroom of the teacher that said I would not be doing my program because everything I said was a lie. I went into his classroom with a packed classroom of students that now wanted to hear my message, that knew nothing of me until they made national news through me, by the way. And I did my program. Did you know that that individual that said I wasn't going to be doing my high school program in his school, I did it in his class. After the program, he was the first one to come up to me and tell me, thank you very much for coming to his school and educating his students. Did you hear what I said? And let me rewind just a little bit. The day after I flew back home, so when I was in Boca Raton, they said I wasn't going to be doing the program. I called my attorney. on his dime, by the way. The very next day, they had a lawsuit on the principal's desk saying, Bradley's coming back or else you're going down. Now, I'm not saying that to try to be a hard guy, but friends, enough is enough, and enough is enough. We win the day every time we stand up, every time we make reference to our founding documents. That is the law of the land. We're ruled by law in this country, friends. We're not ruled by liberals or leftists or communists or totalitarian methodologies and dangerous ideologies and their opinions. Well, no, no, no. We're not asking them for permission to obey God and the laws of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, are we? Or any state preamble in the United States of America, are we? No, because the minute you make reference to the law, it's all over for them that are breaking the law. See, you have everything going for you, America. Now, I just set that up for the very purpose that I did a interview on radio across the land. And what was interesting is this radio show host that was interviewing me, he complained that we would soon not have the right to say certain things in public schools. Does that sound familiar, friends, coming from the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots of the land? And again, keep in mind, friends, the lack thereof. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. That's why he was crucified, remember? Well, did you know that students have the right to pray on a public school campus? Friends, you've never lost the right. Students have a right to read the Bible on a public school campus. Friends, you never lost the right. Students have a right to form religious clubs on campus. Friends, you never lost the right. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious material on campus. Friends, you never lost the right. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. Friends, you never lost the right. See, what's happening in this country is America's not willing to fight for the rights that God has given them because they don't want to be demonized or polarized by the state-run media that nobody, for the most part, believes. Let them call you names, friends. If they did it to Jesus, don't you think they're going to do it to those that stand up for righteousness' sake? Of course they are, which only proves our point, okay? Students have a right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their Christian beliefs. Of course they do, because they've never lost the right. Folks, students have the right to discuss religious themes, even though it others may overhear them. Who cares if they hear you? There's the problem. They're not hearing the people that say they believe. You know what they are seeing? Those a radical agenda overthrowing their rights that are willing to violate the law because those on the right aren't doing the right thing all of the time, namely upholding the law. Now, folks, before we come back, we got hour two on the other side of this break. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you that the church militant does not go into the world apologizing. It goes in conquering through the name of Jesus Christ. Just like if you go back to the Plymouth Rock in the 1600s and you go to the Matrix of Liberty, you'll see that the foot was upon the rock because they conquered in the name of Jesus Christ, who said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.